It's the radio segment that's countering the Impossible Burger by creating the Impossible Veggie Burger.
Wait,
which is a veggie patty made from meat products.
Oh.
You'd never see it coming.
But it tastes like broccoli.
Yeah, it tastes exactly like asparagus.
Can't tell that's beef.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just
sneaky
like
cardboard.
Everyone else does, except we have a laser and those other drama llamas just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Florida. A 44-year-old man named David Proudfoot had a dream.
Okay.
And that dream was to work someday as a security guard for Disney World.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a nice dream to have.
And you live in the right place for it, right? So, like, it feels obtainable.
Well, he recently applied for a job at the park and thought he could up his chances by exposing weaknesses in their security protocols.
Stuff is about to go down.
So he's like, what? He's going to the park and just seeing, like, where people can get in that shouldn't be there and
Not quite. But he recently dressed up as an employee, walked into one of their resort hotels, and tried to steal a replica R2-D2 worth $10,000.
Wow. It's part of the job.
Bro, wait, he doesn't work there yet and he's stealing?
Yeah, he's trying to show if I can steal this. Obviously, security. So someone saw him pushing a cart around with the droid on it, and it seemed a little suspicious. So security confronted him, and David had an answer for them. And it was, don't bug me, I work here.
He's impersonating an employee.
He's like, don't worry, I'm one of you guys.
Yeah, well,
not officially yet, but I'm there almost.
Soon to be your boss.
They knew he was lying, though, when he said his job was to move stuff around the park, but he didn't know where anything was. Because he tried to lead them to an employee locker room, but went the wrong way.
Oh.
Then he couldn't open the locker that was supposedly his.
Oh, man, he's getting nervous now.
Yeah.
And when they asked for his boss's name, he said, you know, everybody's boss, the big guy with the ears, Mickey.
Mickey Mouse!
Sorry, I meant Walt.
Yeah.
So, Walt Disney's boss. Interview, I'm sure he said, your security's pretty good. I couldn't steal it.
Yeah.
He eventually admitted he was trying to show weaknesses in their security so they'd hire him. But instead, he's now facing charges for grand theft.
Oh, no.
That's interesting.
Or is he just applying for the justice system now? This next laser story is out of the Friendly Skies.
Ooh, I love it here.
How much money would an airline have to offer you to give up your seat and take a later flight? Obviously,
it depends
on where you're going and whether it would mess up your plans.
Totally.
But would 10 grand do the trick?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
For one seat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why not?
A writer for Inc.com went on a trip to Alaska last week with 7 family members, his wife, 4 kids, and 2 other adults. And before they took off, Delta offered them $10,000 to get bumped to a later flight.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's a writer. He better have taken it.
That's $1,250 a seat for 8 seats. And not in travel vouchers either. They're offering $10,000 on a Visa gift card or with an immediate transfer over to Apple Pay.
Daniel.
Whoa.
So Jason says it took a minute to register that this was a serious offer. And then he was worried about how long they'd be delayed. And if their plans in Alaska would get affected by it, and whether 10 grand was actually worth it.
I mean, the thing is you're booking 8 people. It's going to be impossible to get a flight together.
Unless you book months ahead.
Yeah, if it's just you and somebody else, maybe.
In the end, he declined. And then he watched a few other people take Delta up on the offer instead.
And regretted it.
Oh my God.
Jason says his wife is still furious about it.
I imagine then you're just like, hey, instead of vacation, we're doing a staycation with a bunch of extra money in our pocket.
This next laser story is out of San Francisco. Judy and Ed Crane parked their car in front of their home in their driveway for the past 36 years.
Okay.
That is till a few months ago. Because they received a parking ticket from the city for $1,542.
Dang.
And that's not all. It came with a threat of $250 per day if they didn't get the car off their own driveway.
Why can't they
park in their own driveway?
Well, the couple felt the exact same way. They were confused and they contacted the city.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, this is never going to end well. I'm just going to tell you, anytime you have to contact the city, they're going to screw you.
So apparently, the planning department's enforcing a decades-old section that doesn't allow cars to be parked in front of a house for over an hour unless that house is accompanied by a garage.
Oh, okay, so only for rich people.
Well, yeah, they just have the driveway.
That's so dumb.
Put a tent up. I'll give you a canopy.
Judy said... She thought at first it was a mistake, since the space has been used for parking since the house was built back in 1910. And wow. She even dug up a photo from 34 years ago where their car's visibly parked in the driveway.
Okay.
Whoa. The city's response? They apologized and erased all the fines.
Oh,
wow. Seabrook.
Or I thought they were going to go, oh, that's 35 years
I'm
back.
Just
fines.
Kidding. Because oh, no. The official said the photo wasn't old enough.
What?
What?
So 34 years?
Or not old enough. So the couple went and found a blurry aerial photo from 1938 that shows a horse and buggy parked in the driveway. But the planning department said that photo was still not clear enough evidence.
Oh, my God. Nobody got time for that.
What? Sure.
So this went on for months until just recently, the 83-year-old couple.
Oh, that's so sweet. Aww. They shouldn't even be driving.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing. They're like, we're just trying to take their cars away, yeah. To be honest.
They had to agree to no longer park in their own driveway. Yeah.
Park three blocks away and walk home.
Finally.
Yeah. Elderly people.
The justice system gets one right.
I see you have a scooter, Doris. Use it. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Fancy Pants Central.
Oh,
I want to live here.
You've probably spent a fortune on your pets over the years, but now you can do it all at once because Gucci just unveiled their new lineup of highly overpriced pet products.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be cute.
Get out of here.
I'm glad I don't have a pet because I would be this guy.
The most expensive one on the list is a couch bed for cats and small dogs that costs only $7,500.
That is so gross.
But that's not the item that's getting the most buzz online. The one that is a Gucci poop bag holster for a very reasonable $460.
What? Yeah, baby.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have to provide your own bags.
Oh, my
God. It's just the holder.
If I'm spending that much for a poop bag, I'm using it.
I mean,
I'm on the walk, I'm using it, and I'm letting the little guy go in the grass.
I support that.
Yeah, thank you.
They're also getting collars for $500 a pop.
Oh, God.
Leashes for up to $660.
Oh.
Little dog jackets for $930 and a sparkling food dish that costs $1,750.
Oh,
I want all
God.
This.
I'd buy the jacket.
This is under how to get your dog stolen. Okay, you put a Gucci collar on that dog, someone is stealing it.
But hey, someone took my dog's chain.
Yeah.
What the heck?
What do you do if you want to carry that food dish onto a plane to Paris? Of course, you have to purchase the accompanying travel case for an additional
$2,380.
You can't just put the food dish in your normal bag.
We use an old Safeway bag for our dog.
I'm just glad the one animal that we have associated with our show isn't too bougie for his britches.
Oh, that's right.
Probably because he doesn't wear any britches.
No.
This is a turtle going commando. And he is proud of it.
With a Balenciaga shell.
Oh, I thought it was going to be with a Gucci slide.
Oh.
You know?
That's it. Yeah, of course.
That's how means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.